Oxford Dictionary defines game as a competitive form of player sport decided by skill, strength, or luck. In three of the games, they had no competitive play, no skill, no strength, nor luck. I can't in good conscience call it a game. They were playing basketball, but there was only one game of hoops on Sunday night. We'll recap all the basketball played. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Libby Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I'm proud of
that one.
Thank you. I'm so proud of that one. You should put on, like, I don't know how the editing works, but you should put on, like, a laughing track.
Like, everyone's like, applauding.
As if they're watching Friends. Okay. Game of the day. Only game of the day. Golden State beats Houston 95-85, a defensive battle. Houston's lowest scoring this season was that 85 points. Steph Curry was phenomenal. Jimmy Butler was phenomenal. Draymond Green was excellent defensively. Şengün was great, but I think that this game came down to playoff experience, right? This is experience versus being young. That was not my takeaway of this game. My takeaway of this game is, which a lot of people have been worried about, Houston does not know where the ball should go at the end of these games. Like, the score is close. Forget about the fact that they scored 85 points. The Golden State only scored 95. So if you win 85-84, you still win the game. All right? So I'm not worried about the fact that they only scored 85 points because they played really good defense on Golden State. And really good defense down the stretch, too. The Warriors down the stretch, it was like Draymond, Pajamski, Moody, they kind of knew, get it to Curry, get it to Butler, and if anyone's open, they can shoot. And Moody hit a couple big shots, like, I mean, that's how it happened, but you know where the ball is supposed to go naturally. Houston's offense at the end just looked like a mess. Van Fleet is like 3 of 18, but like, oh, but Jalen Green is like 2 of 14. But, and they need a 3, but should Şengün just try to score in the paint? Or should it go to Green or Van Fleet? I'm like, Thompson's been good, but more defensively, but he can hit a mid-range. And then Dylan Brooks was taking shot. Like, nobody knew who the ball was supposed to go to. And I think that really, really matters at the end of these games. Now, I don't think this is a Golden State sweep, because I think there's going to be games where Houston blows Golden State out. And then this won't be a problem. If you actually look, Houston won two of the four quarters, and the fourth quarter was decided by 1 point. So it just felt like it. Do you hear what I'm? Do you hear what I'm saying?
100%. This was kind of the Warriors, like, in a sense, best case scenario. This could have easily been a Jalen Green game where he scored 20 points as opposed to what he ended up scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Which was 7, mm-hmm. and that would have won them the game. They need a reliable scorer. That's why everyone's, you know, mocking KD to the Rockets, because if they had a reliable scorer, this team would be incredible. Just all of their, you know, all of the primary scoring options are just too unreliable. But like you're saying, I don't think it's going to be by any means a sweep. This is their first, for a lot of them, their first playoff series,
right?
Like, first serious playoff series. I think that's picked that the Warriors would win game one just because of experience. Like, meaning, the reason why I picked the Warriors in the end, first off, was to have better podcast content. But number two is, mm-hmm. I think that the Warriors, no matter what, even like Pajemski, who doesn't have so much legs underneath him in regards to playoffs, whatever, like, they've been doing this now for the last week and a half of playing really intense games where you have to execute at a really high level. Like, they're just primed for it. And you know, between Steph and Jimmy and everybody.
The experience really matters. Like, Curry, Butler, let's say Curry, Butler, Draymond, they have been there. Like, they know. Yeah, you do see it. Playoff experience really, really matters.
But it was a good game. It was a really good game.
It was a great game. I watched it. I loved it. It's going to be a great series. Was this your pick for your favorite series?
No. Mine was Nuggets Clippers.
And that was the right pick. Okay. The other games. Games is such a strong word, like I mentioned. So let's go through them quickly. Oh, well, not quickly. I'm saying just quickly run the scores. KC won 131-80. Boston won 103-86, and Cleveland won 121-100. OKC won by 51, Boston won by 17, and Cleveland won by 21.
So I want to make one argument, which is that the Celtics-Magic game, for the majority of the game, was closer than it looks. However, the Celtics did what they were supposed to do and played. They executed to their standard towards the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a point at which I want to say, like, even in the third quarter, like, it was like a separation of like about 10 points, I think. And by the time you got to the fourth quarter, like, they were like, all right, let's just take it home.
Halftime, it was a 1-point game.
Right.
And I think even Boston was up. I mean, Magic were up. Magic were up one at the half.
I think the Celtics were just playing a little bit sloppy. Like, the Magic were playing very good defense. I think I texted you at some point. I was like, this is not even like a entertaining game, because on offense, it was looking really rough.
Mm-hmm.
But then in that fourth quarter, I think closer to the end of the third, in the fourth, Boston just said, all right, you know what? Like, let's stop playing around. Let's really go for it. And Jaylen Green also, like, I keep doing this. Jaylen Brown also came more alive. And he really was like, you know, he, I think before the game, people were asking about his injections for his knee. And he kind of like waved.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's like the media. I mean,
we're the media.
We're pretty big. Right. We're pretty big.
We're the media.
They were asking him at like, you know, pregame about it. And he was like, don't worry about it. And then you saw him play and he was like dunking and whatever. Like, he's looking fine. He's looking good. Yeah. They really executed to the level of a, you know, a defending champion towards the end of the game.
So what's your take that this was?
It was more of a game.
So there's just, these teams are so much better. Like, this always happens in the first round, right? Like, you just get a bunch of these games that are not worth, you know, it's not worth our time. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were fine. That's what's crazy about this. They won by 14, but they were fine. Like, what, like, they...
Well, what's... Derek White and Peyton Pritchard were, like, the reason that it really drove them home. Like, they were... If you saw... Dude, Derek White is so good. I know everyone says it, and it's so oversaturated at this point, but Derek White is such a good basketball player. He's so smart. He just makes the right plays, and he's so effective. And I'm still so impressed by how the Celtics team came together, honestly. They really, whether it was Danny Ainge orchestrating beforehand or Brad Stevens making it come to fruition now, and Joe Mazzulla just like really excellently coaching this team. Even Al Horford was getting into it with the refs. Like, it was just, they're a very good team. And I know that that's obvious, but at the same time, like, there's just levels. There's such levels. That's why, like, I'm a little bit worried for if it is eventually Thunder Celtics. Like, I don't know if it's the same thing. But we'll see. That's a separate conversation.
Thunder Celtics is right now looking like a really fun finals.
It would be so much fun, dude. It would be so much fun.
Yeah. All right. Next, the Thunder beat the Grizzlies 131-80. Lou Dort, 12 points. Jalen Williams, 20 points. Isaiah Hartenstein, 14 points. Chet Holmgren, 19 points. SGA, 15 points. None of them played in the fourth quarter.
Watch the whole thing just because it was like my jaw was on the floor. It was such a beating. Like, they really destroyed them.
Yeah. Well, listen to these quarters, just the first three quarters. Let's ignore the fourth quarter because they still won the fourth quarter, but let's ignore it because it literally, I've never seen this before. I told you all 10 starters were out in the beginning of the fourth quarter because it was garbage time. The Thunder first quarter, the score was 32-20. Second quarter, the score was 36-16. And the third quarter, the score was 44-27.
In regards to the Thunder, right, versus the Celtics, you said like Jaylen Brown and Tatum were fine. Watching SGA, he was not, he's fine, but the game that he played was not fine. And regardless, they did this to the Grizzlies.
Yeah, he shot 4 of 13 and 1 of 7 from 3. Let me ask you something, okay? This is a very Bill Simmons question. If I told you, in game one, SGA is going to have 15 points, shoot 4 of 13 and 1 of 7 of 3. What would you say the final score was in this game? You know what the answer is? Not 131-80. That would not have been your guess.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, yeah. Meaning I would think that the Grizzlies had it in them to put up a little bit more of a fight. You have these all NBA players, you have all stars on this team. Jaws looking like healthier again, you know? Like, they didn't have any answers. And Lou Dort was out there like, just 3-and-D to the max.
Yeah, just complete domination. Next and last game of the day, Cleveland beats Miami 121-100. Spider Mitchell, he's really good in the playoffs. He's shown this before, especially against not good defensive teams like Miami. Big W for Cleveland. They're going to, I really think, my prediction is I think Cleveland and OKC will sweep, and I think that Boston will win in 5.
Yeah, I want to give, also, by the way, Ty Jerome is awesome. He's incredible.
He's great.
I'm a very really Ty Jerome guy.
I probably vote for him for Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, he really, really knows how to run an offense as a sixth man. It's like so astounding to see the difference, you know, a few years makes. I also want to give a little bit of credit to the Heat that they tried. Like, this is a better game than I thought they were going to put up, honestly. They still lost by 21 points. But like watching it, like they tried.
They didn't say 1-2-3 Cancun, which it feels like the Grizzlies did.
Right. Like pulling all of your starters, like I just feel like Eric Spoelstra would never do that. You know?
Thibodeau would never do that.
Oh my God. He would sooner have all of them injured in the same game.
If game one happened, like, I wonder if Thibodeau is coaching the Thunder. I wonder when the starters leave if Thibodeau is coaching that team.
I think he has whoever has the hot hand at the time. He's like, just see how many you can get.
Okay, so pretty boring night of hoops, but tonight should be interesting. Let's do some predictions. Detroit plays New York and Clippers play Denver. These are my two favorite series because I'm a Knicks fan and because I think Clippers-Denver is naturally the best series. I will be up for New York-Detroit. Clippers-Denver, I'll probably be up for the fourth quarter, but I'll be waking up at 2:30 for this game.
Having any promises?
I have New York winning in the Garden. They're favored by 6.5 points.
I think that they'll ride off of the... Yeah. I think they'll ride off the energy of the last game. I think they'll go up 2-0.
Okay, me too. And I think I have the Clippers tying this game.
I don't think so. I think Nuggets go up 2-0. I'll tell you why. I think that the Nuggets are tired. I told you, it was the same thing as last game. I think the Nuggets feel like everybody is giving us so much, whatever you want to call it, giving us a hard time. That we like barely won last game. And I think Jamal Murray is going to try to really play his hand.
I hear you. I think this is like the
redemption.
I think it's the Kawhi game. Like last game. Also, I think they figured out the Westbrook thing. Like, I think they're not going to do that again.
But I think that also the Nuggets aren't going to. I think that they're really at Westbrook's mercy. I think they saw last game that it really could have gone either way. I think they're going to take less chances. And it's weird that Westbrook has kind of taken like the primary ball handling role aside from Jokic. Like, it's very bizarre. And as much as they're going to play defense on Murray, I think that Murray is one of those Damian Lillard-light players that I think that when he's feeling it, there's not a lot of defense that you can fully play. And I think that Murray is just like, he's primed for one of those games. He needs to start pulling his weight, and I think that he knows that.
There's a great clip on Twitter I'm going to send you of our account will repost it, of Russell Westbrook in clutch moments. Of game one, but to Mario Kart music, and it's so good, and it's also crazy. Like, I watched the game and I'm like, did he have the ball so many times?
That's what I'm saying. I'm watching it happen. Jokic needs to demand the ball, like that. The when they went into overtime, right, that possession, he thought for sure that they were farther back than they were, so he tried to throw it off of Harden out of bounds. In what world should that have happened that he had that, Jokic was, like, even hesitated to give him the ball? Like, it was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, because Jokic always makes the right basketball play, and the right basketball play is to give Westbrook the ball if he's open. And you see Jokic like, yeah, this is the right thing to do.
The Clippers did a good job on rotations, and at that point, Russ just had to just shoot, like, get something up. Instead, he tried to do, like, a smart, you know, whatever. It wasn't worth it. You're right, though. He shouldn't have had the ball there.
I think the Westbrook is the thing that's going to change. Like, I think the Clippers are going to switch how they guard him, and the Nuggets are going to switch. Like, it's not going to go to him every time.
Definitely, but also the problem is that, like, you don't always end up with as many good results as that in regards to Westbrook at the end of games. So I think that, like, it could also be that he cost them games.
If you watch that clip that I'm going to send you, a lot of the results were not good.
Yeah.
He missed a lot of shots down the stretch, a lot of layups, like... He did get a lot of offensive rebounds too. Like, he's just all over.
No, but his offensive rebounds, a lot of the times he's taking the shot again, and it happened to be that Aaron Gordon cleaned it up. And you're like, why? Like, pass it out. Please.
He's wired a certain way. Live by Westbrook, die by Westbrook.
Yeah.
Like, he gives you so much and also takes away so much. You just be like, I feel like every coach is like, this guy plays so hard. I'm riding with him. Like, screw it. Like, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens every time. All right, yeah. I'm really excited for tonight's games. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.